Welcome back. Taking a quick look at how international markets are performing. Across in the US, we are down, down, and down. We've got the S&P 500 just over 1/3% down. The tech-heavy NASDAQ just over 1% down. And the Dow Jones 0.75% off, red across the board there. And it was no better across in Europe, although the FTSE out of London just a couple of points down, as was the CAC around 40 out of Paris, DAX 30 from Frankfurt, Germany, off almost 0.25%. So pretty much red everywhere. There was no being saved by anyone today. A question was coming through, Greg, around the Sasfin results. Came out a lot of moving parts in there. The question particularly says is that the book value of Sasfin is around 52 Rand. The share is around 33 Rand. And the viewer is saying, surely that is value. And I'll be honest, I thought that at 45 and now it's 33. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a chance to look at the results, so I can't tell you. There must be a particular reason why it's such a big discount to book value, because generally that would indicate it would be time to buy the share. But there could be other. I don't know about the bad debt levels.
Bad debts were up at almost 200 points, I think 196 from 124 points.
Yeah, so
but the trick, I suppose, is interrogate that 52 Rand. Maybe there's intangibles in there, goodwill.
Yeah.
To your point, what is their debt?
Well, that's
situation?
Another thing, you know, talking about intangibles. If you look at the Aspen balance sheet, you know, there's a huge amount of intangibles there from goodwill in that. But so unfortunately, as I said, I hadn't had a chance to look at the Sasfin results, but at such a big discount, I think you're right. You would have to look at why, you know, at that book value.
Yeah, interrogate that half of the equation and see if there isn't perhaps something there. Questions coming through around Steinhoff, they pop up from time to time. It's very much become a trader's, a punter's stock more than an investor's. Is that how you're viewing it in your offices?
No, absolutely you don't. You know, it's every day some new news comes out, but we're still waiting for the full set of results, and you're still waiting for that PwC report. So it's too early. It's really, as you say, a punter stock. It's you can't buy it with any confidence that you can now buy the stock and you've seen the bottom, because these things, given what's happening globally, fact is the European economy is not out of the woods. Mr. Draghi might be the first European Central Bank president who goes his entire term without ever overseeing an interest rate increase.
I hadn't thought of that.
You know, and he's got till September next year, it could be. So they've got these big businesses in Europe as well. So Europe is not out of the woods yet. So at the moment, we've got you've got the US economy that's on steroids, and yet you've got China slowing down, and things are still, Europe has got huge bad debts from banks that they have to deal with, and they've got political problems. You know, you've got a government in Italy that's it's a coalition between the left wing and right wing. You wouldn't think that, you know, they could
that would work.
Sit in the same room together. But so I expect elections in Italy again next year. So I think it's Steinhoff, it will have to remain with the punters.
Question coming through. Actually, I want to quickly pick on that, because there was a question earlier today around one of the defenses that central bankers have always had around recessions, market calamities, etc., has been lowering rates. The problem Draghi in Europe has is that we're 10 years from Lehman Brothers, and they've got no wiggle room to lower rates.
Never mind no wiggle room. The rates are negative. You know, so they're still, at least the Fed are now putting, and the Fed are in a desperate race against time to raise interest rates so that when the next downturn comes, they can actually pull that lever. But Europe doesn't have that. So you might have to have an extended period of money printing, or QE as they call it in Europe. But that's the problem for central bank, for those banks, and particularly European Central Bank. I mean, in Switzerland, you've got negative interest rates.
Yeah.
You know, it's something that the US never got involved in, because they didn't have to, but they went. And I mean, German 10-year bonds at one stage were negative like 50 basis points, you know. So it's who's going to invest? And people were investing money for 10 years knowing that you would lose 0.5% of your capital
money
every month. You know, for South Africans who are always used to at least higher interest rates. It's something we can't just comprehend, that you would invest money knowing that you would be docked 0.5% per year.
What do they say? Something, you want return on capital? Yeah. When times are tough, you want return of capital, even if it's slightly down.
Absolutely.
A question, I don't know if it's one that you watch most, African Rainbow Capital. They've obviously got Rain, they've got Time Digital, the new bank coming, Patrice Motsepe. Yeah. Trading sub 6 Rand with a net asset value, the intrinsic net asset value, as stated by the company, of I think 9 Rand and 12 cents.
Yeah, big disappointment, this one, that it's trading at those levels. You know, you mentioned Rain. Rain is an exciting business within that. But they've got some other business as well. I think they had a stake, they had a stake in EOH. So, of course, that was, you know, didn't pan out too well for them. But I must say that, but generally these sort of investment trusts do trade at a discount to the NAV, but I thought the discount here is too wide if the director's valuation of 9 Rand odd is to be believed.
Typically, and if we look at other Remgro, the obvious example, that discount's usually around 15% more or less.
Yes, and that you can accept in investment. But, you know, the problem with, like, you know, these, and you hope one day out of these investment companies they would list one of their stars. But a business like, Rain needs capital, but some of the financial, these startups, fintech businesses, mm-hmm. you know, they're capital light. So they don't need to list, you know.
Yeah, they don't need the cash.
Yeah, so that is a problem. But it's a big disappointment the share price hasn't, is trading below 6.
Is it then opportunity, or is it a question of what's going to close that discount and rather wait for it to start happening?
Yeah, I think that's the thing. You know, it's what will close the discount. I see they are looking, you know, they have spent a lot of money on new businesses. So some of those businesses, you'll have to let them be bedded down. But so it looks, with a discount like that, it looks attractive. But I must tell you that the economic and the market background in South Africa at the moment is not one that gives me great comfort. So, you know, in a raging bull market, I would say, look, this discount must close. But we're certainly not in any raging bull market, and our market is just like a balloon or a tire that's slowly losing air, and it just seems to continue, and I don't think that's going to get better anytime soon.
It's actually a great analogy. I remember I had a slow puncture, and I would put air in it, and 2 days later it's flat again, and you put air. That kind of sums up our market. Question coming through, and in fact, I mentioned this before we came on air. Liberty 2 Degrees, it's a stock, truthfully, I'd forgotten its existence. They've got some great assets, but again, the tenants in those assets are under pressure.
Yeah, and the results were not good in that stock. I think, you know, you can argue about, you know, the price that they were listed. Was it keenly priced?
Sure.
Probably was keenly priced where the stock is now. But as you say, there are some good assets in that. You need to be patient. But as I say, the background shows you at the moment, you have to be very careful what stocks you're going to buy, and you have to look, you know, what return will this stock give me over the next 3 to 5 years, and that's the key.
That's a great point. And therefore, the question came through, if our local economy is under pressure, the question from, I forget the name, don't see it there, asking your view on the Richmond update, which, you know, I'm a shareholder and I thought it was not bad, a lot of it from the online, but even if we remove that component, certainly better sales going through Richmond.
Much better sales, but don't be too quick to remove the online sales.
No, absolutely.
Because in the past, the Richmond's online sales were only 1% of their business. That is now 24% of their business, because they've taken out the balance of the shares in Ukes. But I'm biased about the company. I like it a lot. Mm-hmm. I like this is a good business. That you know, you can. I mean, the world is awash, you know, with the debate between the haves and have-nots. But for the 1% of people out there who are still buying these,
they're there and they exist.
Their products, they do exist, and of course in China. So. Now, Richmond, obviously, it's a little bit concerning that if China was to let their currency weaken further in order to protect themselves against a trade war, then you could see that a company like Richmond might be affected. But I like to believe that at some stage cool heads must prevail, and that Trump and the Chinese will come to some sort of accommodation. But just based purely on its business and its long term, I think it's a highly it's a quality company, and they've got some fantastic brands, you know, that Montblanc, Cartier, and I think that for me it's a first rate, you know, as I said earlier, it's difficult to find quality businesses here at the moment. This is one of those that you can invest.
And the thing with online is, as you said, it's gone from a few percentage points. They've done the whole deal, and it's only going to grow just because of ease of access. I mean, the world is online. Now suddenly you can be sitting in Porfada and you don't have to go find a Cartier store. You can click and buy your Cartier.
Yes. And they're also going to introduce in one of, I can't remember the brand now, one of their brands, they're going to introduce a watch that trades at probably in the at around the 6,000 Rand level, the equivalent of that in dollars. And they believe that there's a big market in that price range. So it's much less than the price of their watches now, but they believe that will also appeal to a certain a demographic globally.
Try and catch them young and yes, upgrade them as we go through our life cycle. Let's go to stock picks, although in this case, not a stock pick. You're sitting on cash. You're looking at this market.
I thought long and hard the last time I was here. I also didn't have a stock pick because, you know, if I'm going to give a stock pick, I'd like it to have a decent chance of actually making some money. But at the moment, I just think that our market, at the moment, I think that holding some cash is not a bad position. I think it's as I say, I don't think that we've seen it's all very well. Generally, we're in a technical recession, but you can come out of that quite quickly. But I think there's a lot of other parts of the economy that are not doing well. And when I look at the results of a lot of these companies, it tells me that things are actually a little worse than they are. And then, of course, we're coming into a period that's traditionally volatile. We're now 10 years from Lehman. Mm-hmm. You've got the potential of the trade war and Mr. Trump. The U.S. economy is still firing on all cylinders.
Right.
But you would have noticed today that the U.S. 10-year bond went to 3%, went over 3%. So is that indicative? Will it continue to rise further and move towards maybe 3.1, 3.2? That higher interest rates could, in the short term, put the equity market under pressure. So I would say cash at this moment is not a bad strategy.
And cash is a valid position and gives you opportunity. I learned that the hard way in the crash of 87. Cash works. Thanks to our guest, Greg Katzenborgen from Sunlam Private Wealth. Going with cash, keep it dry. Maybe there'll be better opportunities in the time ahead. We'll take more of your stock-related questions tomorrow. Until then, have a good evening.